Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
No water anywhere. Still, we are marooned, stranded in Barovia. Mists around us like prison bars. Strahd, our jailer. We must escape. We must kill. Strahd must die.
Hector, in a split second before the magic ends, you feel a extra entity, another creature with their hand up against the tree.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Someone's listening in to our tree talks.
The tree was tapped.
The tree was tapped.
The tree was tapped, baby.
Fuck.
Was the presence, I understand that it is just a presence. Was it like, could I feel any like,
intent
or
anything?
Intent, like maleficence? Yeah.
Evil, good.
Disney's malevolence.
Yeah.
Malevolum.
Winnie the Pooh's malevolum.
Think, Pooh.
Yeah, could I sense like the intent of the person listening?
Without any proficiency in the insight skill, no.
Damn.
You just know it was there.
Well, I guess. Still with hand on tree. I guess. I would go. I feel the color would drain from my skin.
Mm-hmm.
A paler shade of
color. Yeah, fading to from purple to pink.
I don't know how much attention you're paying, Pip.
Oh no, my head is buried in Emmanuel.
Okay, cool.
I'm like tapping dusk hag with my finger and being like
Tarpos, no.
Why the clinking?
Gorob Lushan, no. Piran's with you. No.
Okay.
All right.
No one noticed
Hector,
at all.
You have never been more alone with your thoughts.
Can I hop off the horse that I'm on?
Sure.
And go look for a snail.
Snails, mountainous creatures?
Oh, can be under rocks and stuff.
Well, you rolled pretty well, Pip. you find a snail.
Okay, that's one. Maybe I open a little.
Oh, were you looking for multiple snails?
Well, it could happen multiple times.
No. You could find, I would say.
Maybe I've been doing this actually the whole time he's talking to the tree.
Sure. Maybe that's what Piran was doing, staring at Pip as you look under rocks and start collecting.
It's such a funny, like, Pip kind of hunched, waddle over to one rock, open it up, no snails. Close it, waddle to another rock, no snails. How many do I find?
Hector, you turn around and you see Gorob Lushan, Tarpos, and Piran staring as Pip, you come back with, I'm going to say, five snails in your hands.
You're collecting bugs?
I'm collecting snails, I'd say. Then maybe I take the little manual out of my top pocket or my jacket with my thumb on the page for dusk hags, and I flip it around to you. Aside from the clanking, it's a pretty perfect match.
Did I say anything? Dusk, did I mention his name? Sorry, there's been...
If one of us gets, you know, the dusk hag's curse, we're going to need to eat a snail. So that we don't...
Hector looks really upset at the idea of eating a snail. He's pale as fuck.
Well, you hopefully won't have to do it. And also, it's fine. You don't even notice the taste.
I just want to be, like, muttering, like, the same sentence over and over again as if I'm not really reading.
One
of the...
Anyway, I take the manual back off you.
Right.
Should be fine.
Yes. So,
I'll put the snails away.
Okay. It's like... Snails away where?
On my body somewhere. Maybe I'll get a little sackcloth. I'll tie it to my belt.
Okay, you chuck them in a sack.
Yeah.
Right, tie it to your belt. Cool.
Snails can't chew through a sack, right?
I just wanted to know where he was keeping them.
Yeah. Does it have to be a live
snail? I don't think so. It just needs to be an entire snail.
Yeah, okay. We're close to the guardhouse.
You can see the Selenka Pass, yeah.
Excellent.
You probably, if you think to the Selenka Pass and you look over at it, you can see that currently the gates are opening, and you can see there is a wagon making its way through and up the mountain.
How far away is the wagon to us?
You would be close enough that you can see, but far enough away that if you yelled, they wouldn't hear you.
Okay. Is that? I just like I'm very just. If anyone wants to, the wagon's over. Hang on. I put my hand up against the tree again. I'm like, Eleniel.
There's no response.
Eleniel, I need to. Shit.
Do you need us to send a message?
Yes, actually.
Very well. Excellent.
Maybe Tarpos could say.
Tarpos, yes. It doesn't drain you as much as it does them, correct?
No. Take longer, though.
Take longer.
Go at speed of animal.
And yours is instantaneous, yes?
Yeah. Not to brag. Oh, he does brag.
Yes, it'll be instantaneous. Yes, okay, yes, cool. Yes.
I need you to write. Okay, I need you to send this right now. Eleniel, someone was listening.
Eleniel?
Somebody was listening. Why didn't you say so?
Buddy?
Else?
Else?
Was listening.
Now I've deviled it all up.
Somebody else.
Elania.
I don't think you understand the weight of this issue.
I
right
need
now.
To write it down. Oh, sources are supreme. Can't focus. Remember 25 maybe we go for words the animals. Or less.
Maybe I get my hands in between their heads. In between their heads. I'm like, pay attention.
Elania.
All right, you're able to wrangle them to write this down, but unfortunately, Lushan takes the time he takes.
Eleniel, somebody else
was listening.
Was listening.
Be safe.
Be safe.
Be careful.
Be safe. Be careful.
Safe. Be careful.
Be careful. Full stop. And sent.
Can I think of who might be listening in? I mean, my immediate reaction is probably Strahd, but like, is there anybody else that it could be? Druids, maybe?
This is obviously some sort of nature magic, so a druid could have been listening in. You know who might answer that? You know who could answer that question for you?
Tarpos?
Tarpos,
yeah. Well, I'll turn to Tarpos. Do you have any idea?
Sorry.
It was through a tree. That's your domain. Right.
Yes, I was communicating with Eleniel. She's one of... she can talk through trees. We went to having a conversation, and I was having this conversation. I need to... Who can do that?
Many.
Yeah, well,
can they listen in on a conversation that someone else is happening?
Druids could. She picks up the what's his name again? The guy's head.
Yeah.
Oh, Keshgar?
Keshgar, yeah. She picks up Keshgar's head.
I'd forgotten about that.
He can. Some
now as a head?
Yes.
So he
talk through trees. Still command druid.
So he can still command other.
Yeah. This because I hate not affect much.
Right.
Okay. Can we?
But druids, many can speak through trees, fae.
Those trees are sort of an unsecure network, really, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. One of Strahd's brides, like Esha, but is fae.
Oh. Do I know about this one?
You
or like really tangentially?
Yeah, this is not something that you would have really been very responsible for. This is something probably that Keening would know more about. Yep. Okay. You were not responsible for a lot of that extra stuff. You mainly managed just troops.
No worries. How many brides does Strahd have?
Strahd has four, maybe. One who in charge here, Faye. One stay in castle.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, five now.
Five?
Orc man we meet.
A Gogash. She means a Gogash.
Oh, right. So it's just if they've turned into a vampire.
Full-blooded vampire.
Full vampire Strahd make for very special to worship him, kind of. Kind of make himself feel big, maybe.
Yeah, perhaps. Okay, so whoever was listening, I mentioned... I'm so sorry, Pip. I mentioned Keening by name.
Okay.
I mentioned...
I mean, don't feel too bad about that. It's my assumption that Strahd's probably aware anyway.
Yes. I mean, Escher knows.
Yeah, so...
So if it was Strahd, that's already information that they know of.
Yeah.
I guess I mentioned Iona. Did Elainiel, she seemed to a mention of Iona's name. She seemed to.
Yeah, Iona was there a year ago.
Let it. I've got some information. We'll deal with that in a minute. I think the
at this point,
more pressing issue is though the wagon, like. The wagon.
You look over, the wagon is getting very close at this point. It's been slowly trundling its way up the side of the mountain. You can see it's nothing like the Vistani caravans that you've been seeing. This one's a much more, I would say, Western-style wagon. Mm-hmm. So there's no like big embellishments on it or anything like that. It's mainly made for the purposes of hauling cargo. You can see that there is it's open top, so there's no hood to it or covering or anything like that. It's just one big long wagon being drawn by two horses with a man and a woman sitting on the where the reins are. The woman has in her lap a heavy crossbow in a manner like a stagecoach guard might have. Cool. The man is holding the reins of the horse.
Okay.
They look at you. You can see they're slowing down. They've spotted you. They're slowing down and looking at you warily.
I just wave.
When you wave politely, they resume their regular speed.
Oh, I might ask them some questions. I like my waving down. Yeah,
okay. Yeah, as in wave to be like halt, not halt, but like wave is in like, are they the Vistani that we, I imagine that
they're not Vistani, sent? No. They look just... Like regular
commoners.
Yeah, they look like regular folk that you might have encountered in Kandor, to be honest. They're not even dressed like Peruvians.
Oh, well, yeah, maybe, yeah, we'll wave and kind of head over to them.
Hello.
Hail.
Hello, what brings you to the pass?
I have come to trade with the people up in the north, Kuchari.
Right, where are you from? You don't look like you're from...
I am a traveler. The road is my home.
Right. Are you native to Barovia?
No, we are not a native to Barovia. We travel lands all around.
Are you trapped here? Like everyone else is? I hope that's not a reveal.
No, we are not trapped here. Okay. No, you are...
No, wait a minute. Sorry, you are not... You can get out.
We are what you would call a dread travelers.
You've never heard that term before.
Just staring.
I mean, that's...
What?
What? Come again? What?
You, this place, Barovia, is in what is called the Domains of Dread.
The Dark Places.
Yes, it has many names in Shadowfell. So you might also call us Planeswalkers.
Right.
Oh, must be nice.
You might have heard of that name, actually.
Yes, I think I've heard of that.
Pip, you have not, but Hector, planeswalkers are people who walk the planes. Mm. So from the material realm to the ethereal to heaven to hell to the elemental planes, planeswalkers just freely travel between.
Right. I thought this was a dead end for everybody.
Nearly everyone, yes. But for those who know the way, it is not insurmountable.
Is it possible to learn the way?
Yes.
The way cannot be taught. You either know or you do not.
Right.
Can you take anyone with?
You are not the first person to ask this question. No, we cannot take anyone with us.
Can you deliver messages?
Sometimes, yes. It is... Within the Domains of Dread, we know some of the passages, but there are many places we still cannot go. Where do you want your message to travel to?
I guess Ognot, if you can get to Ognot.
He shakes his head. I do not know this place.
Never mind.
I'm sorry.
What wares do you have?
When you ask, he looks behind him. There's a big tarp covering everything in the wagon. He slowly pulls back the tarp, and you can see boxes and crates and barrels all neatly arranged in the back of the wagon. We have many things. We trade mostly with the cities, so not much than an adventurer might want. But we sometimes, in our travels, come across... He looks back at you warily. We sometimes come across people like yourselves who were not so fortunate, and we have their things. It is not very common, though. What are you in the market for?
Anything of healing or the like?
Healing.
Fruit. We've got any fruit?
Yeah. Hilda, one moment. Hilda, can you search? The woman with the crossbow, who has not said anything at this point, stands up. She's got the look of... He looks much younger than her. She doesn't look that much older, actually. I should say, rather, she looks prematurely old, makes sense. Mm-hmm. Not magically so. She just looks like she's had...
A rough life.
Yeah, a very rough life.
Yeah, she's been around the block a couple times. Yeah.
When she stands up as well, you see that she has one big metal leg and one regular leg. Mm-hmm. The big metal leg is the first to go over into the wagon, and it makes a very solid donk when it hits the floor of the wagon. She hops in and then starts rummaging about. I think we have some of these potions of sorts. I am afraid, though, some adventurers prefer these, some do not. They are of a very specific brand. Hilda comes back with a six-pack of Grugrog's Best, which are maybe only ever sold in six packs.
I don't know if I've had any of Grugrog's Best.
It doubles as a incendiary device, if you need.
Yeah.
It probably says on the can, now with incendiary properties, and there's a Grugrog himself giving a big thumbs up and a toothy grin.
A big little, star burns going down.
heal yourself or hurt an enemy.
How much for the six pack?
That would be, Hilda, help me with the mathematics on this. She doesn't say anything. She just grunts, and he turns around and says, that would be 200 gold.
Well, it's a lot of money for some health potions.
It's out of our price range. Oh, well.
Yes.
And on the fruit front?
Fruit we have. Hilda immediately just takes a little cloth off the top of a barrel, mm-hmm. and you can see it is stuffed full of strawberries.
How much? 100 gold again for strawberry?
Not for ice. Healing potions is magic.
Yes, I'm just being a dick.
The strawberries are one silver a pound.
I'll buy a pound.
All right. You give him a silver coin, he gives you a pound of strawberries.
That's awesome.
Only one silver for a pound. All right.
I would buy more, but they'll go off.
It's not magical.
Yeah, I know. It's so rare.
Healing potions are way more.
I hand the strawberries out to the rest of the party.
All right. Tarpos looks like she's never seen a strawberry before in her life, and she takes one bite and hands it back to you.
Too sour, too tart,
too sweet.
Yeah, that's fair.
She's maybe never had a sweet thing in her life. Yeah. Gorob and Lushin greedily eat theirs. Yeah. Well, no, they don't eat theirs because they fight over it, and then neither
it
of them.
Just squishes in between them.
Yeah. They don't get one.
If you want to know, we can... Probably make a tea out of it.
Oh, no, that's a good idea, and I'll dry some out too.
There are other fruits if you wish to look.
Sure. Well, actually, what I might look for is spices.
All right. You could get any basic spice, salt and pepper, obviously, but anything aside from nutmeg, anything that you could find casually in a cupboard, you could probably purchase here.
I'll grab some cinnamon, maybe some... Dried garlic. Yeah.
Cloves, onion powder.
You can spend as much gold as you wish.
All right. Okay, just like a pack of spices, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Let's call it 5 silver for a 5-pack of different spices.
Sounds good.
Well, and we'll say maybe, cinnamon, salt and pepper, and then 2 other ones, I don't know.
Yeah, no worries, I'll...
Paprika.
Paprika, oh, yeah. Paprika, and one more.
Basil.
Thank you.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
Have you been up to Kuchiri before?
Yes, we go very often.
Ah, right.
Define often, I suppose. But we haven't been there before, yes.
Right. I guess, does time work linear for you? As in, when you come here, has much time passed?
It's more and less sometimes, depending. Our route takes us many places, and sometimes it takes a little longer, sometimes it takes a little less, sometimes we don't make all of the stops. It is infrequent like that.
Have you been to Valakai recently?
We don't go to Valakai.
Oh.
We go as far as Kresik and Kuchuri.
And that is it?
No, I have never been to Valakai.
Too close to Strahd?
We don't like to linger in one place too long.
That makes sense.
Fair enough. Did you see happen to come across anything down the path, sort of a sound? Is it clinking?
Clanking. We're hunting, I don't know if we know them, dusk hags.
I don't know about dusk hags, but I do know about clanking. I'm sure you've spent enough time here to know that there's many crazies and creeps on this mountain.
Oh, yes.
I know not to judge a book by its cover, but sometimes it's better to let your assumptions protect you. It usually takes a lot to spook me anyway. That being said, the worst night we have ever had was last night on this mountain. We were camping here, and we had heard other travelers coming to and from talking about sundown women who live out here. Barely human and preying on travelers, but you know everywhere you go has tales like these, so you learn not to pay them too much heed. But soon as night fell last night, it happened. It felt like the trees were conspiring against us. You'd look away for a moment, and it was like the whole goddamn forest had gotten up and rearranged itself.
Who am I nearest to, like, among our party?
I would say Hector.
I'd like to maybe elbow Hector. Classic hags.
The whole time we could hear them getting nearer, making horrible noises. All we could do was keep yelling and swinging my father's old sword into the night. Dawn has never come slower, and when it did, we got out of there as fast as we could. I've never felt anything like that.
Did you happen to see any, a wagon of people from Valakai?
We saw a wagon.
Was anybody in the wagon?
No. It was overturned. Could not say. We did not, as I said, linger. We were already making our way here.
Mm. That would have been after us.
Sounds like dusk eggs. They disguise themselves as trees and then, well, reveal themselves as dusk eggs.
Take the road south and you will find it yourself. This is not the path you took. So you had ignored it on your way up because it's irrelevant. Pip, yeah. You would have known that. But there was an intersection you passed that heads south, but it almost immediately... sign itself says way out of Barovia, and you know immediately you would have hit mists.
Yeah, okay.
How far down south? What's the travel time?
We passed it this morning.
Does that mean it's through the mists?
It's very close to where the mists are.
Okay.
It's on the edge of Barovia if it's accessible to you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I don't think we're hitting it tonight.
No, you're probably right.
Oh, mounted on horses, you have a decent chance because you'll be going downhill as they went up.
Okay.
When is the best time to strike the dusk?
Well, like I said, they disguise themselves as trees, so it's kind of it's harder to see them at night, certainly.
They're most active at their namesake.
Yeah. Yes, they're, what's the word? Dusk, you know, that's when they're hunting. That's when they're, if we get there by evening, we'll be there during feeding time. If we get there at night, they're less likely to attack. If we go tomorrow and we get there early, we'll have a whole day of waiting. I don't know. It's up to you.
I think it is pressing. I think we should probably head down.
All right.
I think we should head down.
The man gestures to his wagon one more time. Anything else you want?
I pop a strawberry in my mouth. No, I'm good.
Unless you are the charitable kind, I don't think I can afford your wares.
All right. Good eve.
Safe travels.
Yeah, good eve to you too.
They travel onwards to Kuchiri and you travel down towards the Selenka Pass.
I guess on the way down, I'll maybe try and kind of explain in sort of clip sentences of the conversation with Elaine that we had with Elainiel.
Okay.
Of a couple of things. So they almost, well, they saw Strahd. Strahd was in Kresik again at the Abbey.
Do I know what that might mean?
No, not really.
That he can.
Yeah, he moves around, but yeah.
Yeah, the only time you've ever been in Kresik was at the beginning of this adventure.
Yeah, yeah, no
so,
worries.
So, yeah, you don't know much about the grave, but what you can remember when you were there last.
Oh, yeah, that's very little. So he was at the Abbey attending to a gravesite of Tasha Petrinova? Petrova? Petrovna?
I don't know.
It's not a name that rings any bells to you.
I don't recall.
Natasha Petrova.
Did you stumble upon that one when we were investigating the...
As I recall, I spent most of that night fighting a ghoul in the graveyard. So
yeah.
I wasn't really looking at the stones.
He was apparently over that grave, which...
It's a sort of strange sentimentality for Strahd.
I wish Cribbit was here. The necklace that the hag had... It was people. Lydia, I think Lydia.
Okay.
Petrovna.
Well, there's that name again.
Do you know anything about the Petrovnas?
No, I'm sorry.
Pirin, have you ever heard of the?
Pirin shakes his head. No, I've not encountered the name around Kuchery. So, Kuchery is quite isolated though from the rest of Barovia. So I wouldn't know too much.
Mm. Yeah, it'd be nice to have some chat to someone who's been here for longer.
Yeah, well, it's a name to keep an eye out for, I suppose.
I've been told, Pirin says, that there is a quite remarkable library in Castle Ravenloft.
Well, isn't that nice?
Also, they've discovered something about Strahd, that his powers come from the land itself. He's corrupted it, as we point to Keshkar's head.
Yes, I was going to ask about that. At first, I didn't say anything because I thought it was just a man's head, but then I heard it scream just now.
Right. So that's the leader of the druids?
Yeah, that's
ex-leader
Keshkar.
Of the druids?
Cool. So the druids are bad guys?
I'm looking at our boss. Ex-leader? Remaining leader?
She shakes her head sadly. He still lead.
How does he communicate with? Through telepathy or?
Many means. Trees, wind,
yeah.
Talks.
So he's gagged. He doesn't mean.
So he talks now. You cannot hear because you do not listen.
Yes, I
Gora blush and slam a meaty hand into your chest, Hector, nearly doubling you over. You heard the lady! Just open your ears! I, of course, have heard him talking the entire time! Oh, you hear him talking, do you? Yes, of course! You doubt me, Wizard Supreme! Doubt you? I've never believed you in my life!
Every time Gerben Lushin talk, I just imagine everybody else in the party staring off into the middle distance in one motion, like, it'll be over soon.
Everyone rubbing their snout.
Yeah. Wait for it to be done.
Yeah, so the druids are, I guess, have been... Actually, Tarpos, I don't really know. They seem to be corrupted by Strahd. Is that what's happened?
Yes. Druids, long ago... work for land, but then Strahd and Thing corrupt land. Now druids work for Strahd.
There is, yes.
She holds up spear. She holds up the blood spear. My father in spear, Kavan, was in charge of tribe, but Kavan worshipped land, not Strahd. So Keshkar kill Kavan, take control of druids.
And Strahd gives Keshkar unnatural life?
Keshkar cannot die as long as land is alive. Land now is Strahd.
Oh.
Strahd dies, Keshkar dies. Land returns to normal.
Apparently, Elainiel and Cribbit, they found there's four holy sites.
Lodestones.
Yes. Mm. So they've been corrupted, and there might be a way to cleanse those pieces?
Lodestones cannot be cleansed.
Why not?
Destroys them.
Right.
Oh.
Kills Strahd.
Destroys land. Right. Tricky.
Yes, the Eleniel was saying that if we... Each one has a guardian. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, you need to... If you wanted to destroy the lodestone, you have to slay a guardian.
Mm-hmm. Fae, protect Strahd now. Land, nature, protect Strahd now. Kerlova worships Strahd. Okay. Kerlova is dryad, powerful fae, powerful, powerful fae.
One of the brides?
Kerlova, yes, is bride of Strahd, was once heart of forest.
Ooh.
Right.
Dryad, maid, vampire. Powerful combination.
Yeah.
She watches over lodestones, but lodestone have separate guardian who stays there.
Okay, okay. So if we were to...
Cleanse lodestone, kills guardian, destroys lodestone, kills forest.
Is there any way to purify them without destroying them? Is there any way to I guess, get the corruption out without destroying everything?
Strahd must die. Kill Strahd.
But if we...
Straightforward.
If, but he's protected by everything here.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say if we get rid of those, sever his connection to the lodestones, weakens him, makes him easier to kill.
Mm-hmm.
But destroys,
but
like,
that kills lodestones. Tapos quite clearly is a little mad.
Right. And that is not something we should do.
Just cleanse lodestone, weaken Strahd, but kill forest. Kill Strahd, lodestones no longer connected.
Well, maybe we'll cross this bridge when we come
and
to it.
Is Kelova, are they, if you kill Strahd, with Kelova... Kelova, her, will she still be a bride? Is she too far gone? What happens?
Tapos shrugs, not sure. Kelova, tainted terribly by vampire.
And there is...
Could cure, but...
Eleniel did mention that there might be a way of doing this without destroying the lodestones or the guardians.
Maybe, Tapos says, not sure.
And, Have I got a gauge on Tapos? If I even suggest the idea of destroying the lodestones, is she going to be hostile?
You don't think she... Well, actually, maybe, yeah. Well, let me roll.
She's pretty connected to, you know...
Like, you know, she really didn't want us to kill the goat. That's fine. I'm just like, yeah. I'm just...
Improper training, turn a successful skill check into a failed one.
Aww. Oh, dog.
You have no idea if she will strike you down the second you suggest it. She, obviously, even with a failed check, you can still tell she's angry at the idea of cleansing the lodestones, destroying them, and killing the guardians. Mm. Obviously, she's very against that, but you don't know how against.
Okay. So yes, Eleniel was mentioned that apparently to cleanse the lodestone, as it were, was to defeat the guardians and use their blood. Something along those lines, or you perform a ritual with the weapon forged from there.
Is ritual, yes. Yeah. Kill a guardian, forge weapon in blood, and then strike lodestone. Destroys lodestone.
And destroys
guardian, obviously, dead.
And destroys the forest, yes.
Yeah.
Weakens Strahd. But she did mention there might be a way around that we could kind of maybe cleanse the guardian.
Maybe.
Without destroying them.
Well, we'll have to talk to Eleniel. To figure that one out.
Yes. So where do you have to go to do the other ritual with the goat?
Sangzor?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Is that one of
base of mountain? There is an old ancient shrine.
Is that one of the lodestones?
Tapos actually just doesn't say anything, and you recognize she's not saying anything because it obviously is, and she doesn't want to tell you that.
Yep. And
she doesn't trust you to know where a lodestone is.
And Sangzor was the guardian.
Yeah, right. Wow, could have saved ourselves a lot of trouble.
Right. <We'd>,
yeah, well, oh well.
That is...
Fuck that rule.
And that is why it was corrupted.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Should we deal with these dust cans?
Yep. Let's pick something we can do. We know we can do this.
This is an impasse. The dust cags will be easy.
Oh, the dust cags is going to be so much more fucked compared to Zangzor. Oh, you're in trouble, buddy.
Dust cags are fucked up.
So now that you've defeated Zangzor, and if you perform a ritual that lets you
ride Zangzor.
Zangzor becomes steed.
Mm. Right. Is there anything that we can do for the other three guardians?
Well, Zangzor's not cleansed.
Well, no,
right?
But she defeated him.
Yeah.
So therefore it is not just cleansed, but it's not attacking us.
That's true.
So
we're using
it. So it could be useful if it's not attacking. Is there anything like that for the other three guardians?
Tapos shrugs. If there is, I don't know.
Hopefully Eleni will find more information, and hopefully we can find a
magic
non-destructive solution, if possible.
Not so if possible.
So if these hags, what do we need?
Well, the thing about the hags is that unlike other hags...
At a certain point, by the way, just...
Yeah,
for
moving.
Just for account keeping purposes, you have passed through the Selenka Pass. On your way through, Piran just peeled off, spoke to one of the guards who nodded and waved you through. Just so we know where we are.
Yeah. We're moving. Moving with the horses.
Well, dusk hags, unlike their sort of more magical sisters, are sort of more of a melee-oriented creature. They've got a dangerous paralytic touch, so don't let them touch you. And they also can infect you, I guess, with something called insatiable desire. That's why I got the snails.
What was insatiable desire?
So a victim inflicted with this will feel as if their heart's desire is within reach and will begin to pursue it to a fault. Eventually, the subject will be so consumed by their desire that they will consider any act, speak any utterance, to achieve it. If so afflicted... Here's a snail. An easy remedy can be applied within an hour. The victim must consume an entire snail, no skimping on the shell, and speak their desire aloud. There's stuff we can do if we don't get to it within, the hour, but hopefully it doesn't come to that. They are immune to a couple of things. They are immune to, or resistant at least, cold, fire, thunder, and lightning. They do take a lot of damage from cold iron weapons, but I don't think... I look around to everybody in the party. Nobody's got anything forged in cold fire, do they?
Everyone slowly shakes their head.
I didn't think so. Yeah, other than that, then, we want to go for bludgeoning damage. Strike for their legs. They're strong as hell, but brittle as shit, so...
Bludgeoning damage. Okay.
Yeah. Also, like I said before, they will disguise themselves as trees. So, and they are drawn. This is probably going to work to our benefit as they looking to between Tarpos and Hector. They're drawn to arguments. So, the more vicious, the better.
Piran from behind the two of you says, "Oh, good. So we won't have to travel far then."
No. They'll come to us for sure.
Okay. Right. Magical weapons is.
No, cold iron or nothing, I'm afraid.
Okay. I can't use bludgeoning with the blunt end of the spear, can I?
I guess you could, but it would be improvised weapon rolls.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I guess I'm not going to be using the spear away. Well, bring out the mace.
Yeah, that'll do nicely.
I'm using this and silver. I get the shield.
Well, again, silver's a good catch-all, but there's nothing specifically in here regarding it. I'm going to be using my silver bolts just for as a little, in the hope they'll do something. But
and mum's the word on radiant damage.
Yeah, no, nothing said. But. It only specifies the Dusk's Egg's resistance to cold, fire, thunder, and lightning. So either...
It doesn't say that it's strong or weak, it's probably neither.
It's probably neutral. Okay. Or Emmanuel will fuck us, and it'll be immune.
Are they considered undead or a fiend?
No, they are fey, I believe.
Right. Well,
okay. Like all hags. Type of fey. Yeah. But honestly, I mean, of all that, we've fought a hag already.
Yes.
And we've fought a far trickier hag than this one, so I think we'll be all right.
Okay.
The clanking still confounds me, but
I'm
sure we'll have that mystery, horrifyingly revealed to us when we get there.
Should we try and find the wagon and then try to attract them with a fight? Or...
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Okay, well, let's keep going.
You eventually get to that intersection where there's just a big wooden sign that says out of Barovia, mm-hmm. pointing southwards. You begin walking around the side of the mountain, and the snow begins picking up. It's not blizzard conditions, but it's not light snow either. Okay. It's getting quite cold. You're very thankful for your heavy furs, but also you are getting wet.
Mm-hmm.
Any part of you that's currently exposed would be taking on a very reddish hue mm-hmm. from the cold assaulting you. Do either of you have hands exposed?
I imagine, but
if we get like any kind of furs, there might be like gloves or something like
yeah.
that.
If there are gloves, I'm wearing them.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Well, since we've never really gotten into this, I'm assuming if you have gloves, they're probably maybe just a leather
yeah.
glove.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So while they're helpful, obviously it's not as good as big, heavy winter gloves.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Which you notice that Gorob and Lushan begin don for themselves. They probably would have been wearing them this entire time. They've got like mitts.
Ah, that's great.
And Piran as well. You see he from a saddlebag begins producing heavier and progressively heavier and heavier fur clothes, giving himself a bit of a layering effect.
Mm-hmm.
He also puts on, for lack of a better term, a balaclava to keep his face warm as well.
Do his horns mm-hmm. poke out of it?
Yeah, he has two holes for his horns to poke through. He pulls his hood low as well to give himself as much layering and as much warmth as possible. Even with all of that, though, anytime the two of you look behind to see him up the back, you can see his arms are folded across his chest and he's shivering mm-hmm. slightly.
I guess I'll huddle closer to Pip on the horse for warmth.
Yeah, sure. Enjoy the body warmth. Yeah.
As always, Tarpos just does not seem to care. She's not bare-chested or anything like that, but she's dressed like you might dress in the summer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Queen. Yeah.
All right, well, let's, huddle up and any kind of extra warmth we can kind of do. But
yeah,
that's not really much we can.
Yeah.
Eventually, you find the wagon. You can see it's turned over on the side. This one does have a Vistani sort of visual
design.
Appearance.
Yeah.
It's one of those classic sort of all wooden caravans mm-hmm. designed to
it's
be...
got a roof.
Yeah,
kind
it's
of,
designed
yeah.
to be lived in. It's got like a lovely... Well, what was once a lovely pattern stenciled on the side of it, but it is the wagon has been pretty badly mauled by something. You are still mounted on your horses. Just that's all that you've seen so far. You're in a thick forest right now as well. There's a path clearly marked out, but on either side of you, thick with pine trees.
I'll slump off the horse.
Mm-hmm. You weren't expecting it. The snow comes up to your knees.
Oh, no. Also, I don't know if I... Do I need to roll to dismount a horse because I am bad at riding horses?
You should.
Would you like assistance before you just slump off?
If you can catch me in time.
Yeah, you might need to assist this one. Okay.
Yeah.
Pip, you were about to fall face first into the snow, but Hector grabs you from behind and
much appreciated.
Half chokingly drops you.
Okay, you want I want down.
Down, please.
I'll ask next time, and also as you can see, I like gesture to the horse's feet.
Yeah.
Probably not the wisest thing.
Immediately, as soon as you're standing in the snow, snow begins filling into your boots.
Oh, no. Can I clamber back onto the horse?
Yeah, you get back up onto the horse.
Okay, that was deep. And a horse is high up.
Yeah. Well, let's, should we get closer to the...
Yeah. That was what I... Yeah.
It's on right. horseback.
You will have trouble inspecting in close detail the wagon. Especially because obviously a lot of the wagon is covered in snow right now. Mm-hmm. But in addition to that, you can't move the snow and you can't get very close to it without dismounting.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, can we get close enough and then ask Tarpos to kind of brush some of the snow away?
Sure, all right.
And then inspect and kind of like tell us from horseback what's going on.
In sandals, she hops off the back of her horse.
My God.
And starts brushing snow off.
Maybe I'm taking my boots off and... getting the snow out before putting it back on. Yeah.
Gorob and Lushan seem pretty fine as well, but even they're probably, as dwarves, quite quite hardy. Yeah. But even there, you can see the snow is kind of biting at them as well.
Maybe cause a fight.
Okay, well, that's good.
But a bit earlier than I
Gora
wanted.
Gora Blushin, which one of you is better at this?
That's going to cause a fight.
Well, like, I was going to look. My plan was eventually when we figure out what's sort of maybe going on this wagon was to maybe ask Gora Blushin, who do you think that Tarpos likes more? Because I think that'd be a great little fight for them. But right now, considering that Blushin is the wizard.
Yeah.
He's
L for wizard.
Yes, L for wizard.
Yeah, G for barbarian.
That's right, well, we know this area where we're going to be. If they had perhaps like a cantrippy fire spell that they could perhaps try and clear a bit of path slash clear a bit of area, we can at least, you know, hop off the horses.
It's not a bad idea. Fighting in this snow will be bad.
So I just want to ask them or ask, hey, maybe as I light a, I guess grab a torch that we've already lit as we're walking down. Is it possible, Lushin, do you have any kind of a fire spell that won't do us much harm, but might clear some like a clearing for us, so that we're not waist deep in snow?
The second you finish talking.
The second you say the in Lushin, sure.
Lushin.
The second you open your mouth. a minute before you've thought of talking to them, you immediately regret it. Uh-huh. Lushin turns around and says, I'm so sorry, but unfortunately I, as Wizard Supreme, I am unable to do anything small and undamaging. Were I to simply gesture as this, he does a little gesture, I could smote this entire wagon, destroying it, tearing it, ripping it from... Gorob just starts slamming his fist into their chest.
Okay. As that's happening, I'm like, I'm so sorry. Pip, get ready.
I am. I'm getting my crossbow, cranking it up, and then on the back of the horse, scanning the forest for moving trees.
Yep.
Gorob screams into Lushin's ear, and then right there.
A little early.
I didn't expect
Have you ever spoken to Gorob Blushin before?
Idiot! Fool! You should think that is what he wants? Get the cotton, or should I say rocks, out of your head!
I don't know if you've met Gorob Blushin. They don't like each other very much.
I just thought it was innocuous question. It was only to one of them.
A wind picks up through the trees.
Oh, fuck.
All of them shudder slightly, swaying rhythmically. Yeah, it's a forest of dust bags.
It is a forest.
Yeah. You're dead. You die almost immediately. No, the trees sway rhythmically with the breeze, and then you hear crunch, 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 something sprinting through the snow, and then bursting out. Pip, I'm going to have to roll for you to hold your fire.
Yeah. Oh, no, is it going to be another puppet situation?
It's not a hag. Okay. Instead, a Vistani bursts out of the forest. Mm-hmm. He's got a wild-eyed look to him. His hair is unkempt. His clothes are torn and hanging, matted around him. He must be freezing. And you can see his lips would be probably a shade of blue now. He is absolutely nearly frozen solid.
Oh, gnomes and penny.
Wide-eyed, though, explodes out from the side of the forest, looking around at your formation.
I have to fire an arrow into the sky.
Twang! Twang! You just fire upwards.
Oh, my God! Don't do that!
Is the hag close?
What?
Are they chasing you?
What? Get out of my way! He sprints across the road and into the forest on the other side.
I don't know.
I'm like, just... What was chasing him? I look back.
Do you look back the way you came?
Just preparing.
Get a good boy card?
Ooh.
There's nothing chasing him. In fact, he looks like he's chasing something.
What was... He's... What?
How long have we been here, like at the wagon?
I'd say maybe 10 minutes at this point.
Okay, so like, theoretically, if he was chasing something, we would have seen it come by.
Very possible.
He was chasing...
Oh, no. I say.
Took you a fucking minute.
My eyes go wide. Insatiable desire. He's dead.
A victim inflicted with this will feel as if their heart's desire is within reach and will pursue it to a fault. He's, I don't know where he's gone. We could chase him down, but, you know.
It would be pointless, Piran says.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but it's true. I look back into the woods.
Yeah.
At least we know they're still around.
Right. Okay.
yeah. Whatever, he's dead.
I mean, you're welcome to run after him in the snow.
Yes, let's all go into the forests where they can be a tree, apparently.
Oh, they can be a tree.
Yes, let's mingle in with all the trees on either side of us, chasing a man who's running pell-mell through the forest.
Just because it is the wisest decision doesn't mean I have to take joy in it like the two of you.
I'm not happy about it.
Oh, yeah. Do either of us look happy? This fucking whatever mumbo jumbo in that forest. And I'm going to have to fight it. Why did I come here? It's a forest. It's a forest instead of a city where I feel safe. But I am the hunter. Oh,
this is a bad time for Furin to have a crisis.
Yeah. Tarpos, is there anything on the wagon, if anything, useful?
Tarpos was mid-clearing snow when all of this happened, and she froze like a rock. When you talk to her again, she begins clearing snow again, and clearing it off the top, well, I should say the side, now the top of the wagon, you can see there is a giant claw mark that has dragged its way through the side of the wagon. This is quite obviously what knocked the wagon over. Mm-hmm. Whatever it was very strong. It tore through the wood like it was tissue paper. Mm-hmm. Tarpos then looks inside the wagon and says, blood and person.
Does it seem like from the one gash that we're dealing with one creature? Or are there like evidence of, how many creatures do I think from the attack?
I'm going to say this is a disadvantage. That's because fine. You're not really inspecting it very closely. You still roll quite well. So you can see that in addition to that big gash, there's lots of little gashes all over the place. You doubt this is one dusk hag.
But I can't quite figure out how many.
No, you wouldn't be able to tell a specific number. And
do I know if dusk hags like travel in packs or anything?
All types of hags can travel in. Yeah, it's called a coven.
Mm.
And all types of hags have been known to do that.
The claw marks. Is that the claw marks of a hag or something else?
That's probably a dusk hag. It looks reasonable.
Okay.
Probably a dusk hag. Dusk hags can, but rarely, travel alone. It's a coven. I don't know of how many, though.
I like how you pronounce coven.
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 Is it typically...
It just sounds like how Pip would pronounce it, but it's good. I like it.
Is it typically three, like in a real coven of witches?
It can vary.
Okay.
Three, once again, is a very common number.
Mm-hmm.
But I think... I don't know if Emmanuel specifies this in the version that you have, but I think...
It could be anywhere.
It could
from,
be, yeah. 2 to frickin' 20. The bigger covens are really hard to disguise, though. So you feel like you would have heard of, if it were 20 hags,
we'd know.
You'd already be dead.
I'm guessing
that when I was describing the wind through the trees,
I would say educated guess 3, maybe 4.
Right.
Mother maiden, crone, someone else.
Should we head to into the forest, or should we try to track them here?
I would rather fight them here, as we've got a much wider area without harder to surprise.
I look to Piran and Tarpos and Pip. Are we prepared?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
Piran gives a big sigh and then. You hear in his many, many layers, he reaches down to his two legs and you hear as he zips or unzips something. Mm-hmm. Then he gets off his horse and you hear ha as he lands in the snow.
Mom, are we going to be better fighting on horseback or fighting on the ground?
You, Hector, are probably the only person here who has training in mounted combat. Anyone else here, I would say, is definitely going to be fighting with some disadvantages from horseback.
Pip, do you want to head down to the, maybe use the wagon as a vantage point?
That's
higher ground.
Very good idea.
All right, you clamber up onto the wagon?
Yeah. I'd also like to make some stuff.
So you're not
no
ready.
Worries.
I'm not ready. I lied.
Okay.
I'd like to... I've got 3 Etacap lungs,
mm-hmm.
which I'd like to turn into 3 potions of resist hag.
I don't think that's an available option.
Well, they provide resistance to Fae, the Etacap lungs.
Okay, so that would be Fae effects. So any, like, for
example... Paralytic touch or insatiable desire would count here. Yeah, that's good. That's fine. So I'd like to combine those 3 Etacap lungs with... what else do I have 3 of? I got to make 3 separate potions, unfortunately, just due to ingredients. Okay.
Sure.
So one's going to be an Etacap lung,
mm-hmm.
a Formian Eye for magic, deforming magic.
Okay.
And let's make it dragon blood for immunity to energy.
Okay, what energy would you like to pick?
Is paralyzing an energy?
No, I'm sorry.
Fae energy?
There's no energy, I think, that Duskhags... No type of energy damage that they deal. Okay. So, does Dragon Blood have legendary power
yes,
to it?
Yes, it does.
Use that.
All right, I'll use the legendary power.
Because then with magic deforming,
yeah.
you could, if you roll even just moderately well...
It'll be very
powerful. It's mondo powerful, yeah.
Okay, so that's one. So, Dragon Blood...
Do you have anything for a roll? Because while you still, with all of that energy in it, you're going to get a decent potion.
Yeah.
You rolled a 2, so you really fucking whiffed this one. It's impossible to not get a powerful potion out of this mixture, but you just could have like a really good Mondo potion.
I got nothing.
All right, no worries.
Next one, sorry. I'll go another Etacap lung. I will go... God. All right. Weakness to fire.
All right. So one weakness to fire.
Etacap lung and dragon blood again.
All right.
The weakness to fire to just try and give, if we, while we have this potion in us,
yeah.
when we hit the Fae or whatever, we give it a weakness to fire.
Unfortunately, that
Fuck.
Would be an oil instead.
Fuck. Okay. I don't have, all right. Resistance to damage. Whatever. I got heaps of lichenides.
Okay.
Another 2, I see.
Another 2, yeah. You really...
I'm whiffing it.
This one's going to be... Oh, it's sorry, it's did cold. You use... Did yeah. you use...
Yeah, legendary power, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
cool. Well, then you can't actually fail on this roll, but yeah, it's not very powerful.
Okay. And then I'll do another one of those.
Okay. The second one, you mean?
Yep.
All right, well, there you go.
Okay.
So, for the first 2, mm-hmm. for the one that has resistance to Fae,
mm-hmm.
you can pick intensity or duration. So it can be really intense but last a round,
mm-hmm.
or it can last for an hour but be very weak.
I'll make it intensity.
Intensity?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's going to last for one round, mm-hmm. but it is immunity to any effect that a Fae could deal.
Okay, great. I will give that to Hector, I think.
Okay.
Yep.
I can cast a protection spell.
Or I'll give it to someone else. I'll give it to Tarpos.
All right, Tarpos takes it. So for the second potion, mm-hmm. you could do intensity or duration again.
Let's go intensity. No, sorry, let's go duration.
All right, cool. So because that one had 2 effects, mm-hmm. in, I'm going to say, an hour,
yep.
someone who, actually, no, you can split that hour however, so you could take a gulp, another person takes a gulp
okay.
for a total of 1 hour's protection.
Okay.
But... in that 1 hour, anyone who takes a drink of this potion, however that split is, you get resistance on 1 attack.
Okay.
And you get advantage on 1 saving throw versus a Fae.
Okay. Cool.
Make sense?
Yep.
All right. And then the third potion you just did normally.
Yep.
So that would be for 5 rounds, it would be resistance to... Oh, was it the same potion?
Same
as the
potion
second?
Again, yeah.
So resistance... and advantage for 5 rounds.
I'll take 1 of them, and I'll give the other one to Hector.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right, now I'm ready.
All right.
Right, thank you. Okay, right.
Tarpos gets low in the snow, so she's difficult to see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nice.
She just holds that position. Gorob, Lushen are going to join you, Pip, on the... are going to join you on the side of the wagon.
Yeah.
Or they try to, but when they do that, Piran says... Gorob, Lushen, would you like to take the horse and just be in the middle of the road? Just be quiet.
Perfect.
That's perfect.
I was honestly just going to ask them how their day had been.
say their names once.
There's a quick question in regards to protection of good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
If I touch a creature and they disadvantage people who are fae will have disadvantage attacking said creature. Should I cast it on myself or my horse?
Great question.
Well, I can't give you the answer to that question because Hector doesn't know the answer to that question.
Okay. Maybe I'll ask Pip before. If I was to cast a protection spell, self or horse? Would they go for me or the horse?
They will probably...
You honestly wouldn't know the answer to that question either.
I would. I don't know for sure. Mm-hmm. I've never really fought, again, me and horses, we don't mix. But I would say... I would imagine it would go for your horse.
Dusk hags, all you know are dusk hags are an intelligent creature and they will act intelligently.
Yes, I would guess the horse.
I bless this horse, Adam.
Bless this horse.
Yeah. So what is that grant again?
It's a protection of good and evil, and so if they are an aberration. Celestial, elemental, fey, or fiend, and undead. They have disadvantage in attack rolls against this target. This target, the horse, cannot be charmed, frightened, or possessed by them.
The horse is getting insatiable desire.
And if they are already possessed, or they do possess, they advantage on the saving throw. So yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that's great.